Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome everyone to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our family. It is Saturday, May 14th, 2022. We are, I can't believe it, halfway through the month of May. I don't even understand how the year is flying by so quickly, but praise God, we are here yet another day to be able to give God praise and just be in fellowship together. There's so much going on, and today is one of those days where I do have another commitment. So, you know, typically on these days, our room doesn't go into the Holy Ghost after party for an extended period of time. For those that are new to the call, it's real simple here. We just believe that God is real, His word is true, and will never return unto Him void. So no matter where I'm traveling, where I'm speaking, what I'm doing, for 13 years, God has made it possible for this line to be open for our fellowship. And over the last year, including simulcasting it on Clubhouse, where we have met and fellowship with so many amazing and incredible prayer warriors out here standing unapologetically in their faith in the marketplace. And for that, I am truly humbled. I last night ended my night with getting some shocking news that one of my sorority sisters passed away. And it was just so sudden when we heard about it. Her parents are still in shock. Many of our members don't know. Her job doesn't even know yet. She went in not feeling good, had a couple of strokes that were showing up when they did the testing in her body, and rushed her to another hospital, and they discovered that she had leukemia. And I don't know if she knew or had an idea that something was off and just didn't want to frighten anyone. But I tell you, it's just a shock when you get this news. And as I'm always sensitive when we're here and in fellowship, that the circle of life continues to move forward, and we just can't control when we hear the news. It's not convenient. It's never at an ideal time that we hear about someone transitioning. And it's only God that can give us the strength when we do get news like that. And I called and spoke with her parents. She's the only child, a dutiful daughter, just an amazing individual. She's one of those individuals that she would give you a cavity because she was just that sweet. And I just froze for a second and I said, wow, Lord, just give me the strength to say the right words and to pray a prayer of strength for her parents who are working hard to just hold each other up. And I thank God, because even in the toughest and the hardest of moments, He is right there. And as I was speaking with our Hope Ambassador and just asking him to lift up the family in prayer, he was just sharing what happened when his mother transitioned and how he was able to see her laughing, and he couldn't get it because he was like, wait, my mama's gone. And now God just shared and blessed his heart with the fact that there is joy on the other side, and just joy that we can't really comprehend. And that gives us some peace when we die in the Lord, that we don't grieve the same way as others who don't have an expectancy of what life continues with Christ when we leave our earthen vessel. So all that to say is I woke up this morning realizing that that information was indeed true. I'm just asking the community to keep the Miller family in your prayers in the days ahead, because no parent ever wants to think about burying their child. So I truly just ask for covering for so many others, because in addition to this, I've been supporting a few of my close friends who just lost their parents. One just lost her mom. One just lost her father. And second one just lost her father. So, you know, when we hear this information, just remember, check on your folks, because we never know when news like this will hit our door, and we can't fall apart when we get the news. We will go through grief. We will go through the process, because that is indeed part of just life. But as people of faith, as faithpreneurs, we understand that God is the only one that can fill those voids and open up a new opportunity to celebrate their life by how we live. So that is my prayer for all of the families, the Webleys, the Richburgs, the Millers, the Lawrences, and many of you who have had your own situations and have reached out and asked for prayer. Just know that we are covering you and praying for you. So as I move on today, I'm probably going to do my teaching a little earlier than I normally do, just because of the day and having to get back to my next commitment. I want to thank you for just community. I received the sweetest text message from one of our members last week saying that, Stacey, you know, it was a voicemail, actually. This room, this space that you've curated, it's like church for many of us, and some who haven't gone back to a traditional church since COVID. And, you know, is there a way that we can sow tithes or be a part of being a blessing? And is there a nonprofit entity? And we will be launching a nonprofit entity at some point, but there are many parts of the nonprofit world that folks should understand before they jump into it, especially when it comes to legacy. But I was just warned, my heart was warmed, that she and so many others are appreciative that we have this fellowship as a way to ground our connection, to remind us that it's not just one day a week we should be praying and going into God's word. It's his daily bread that helps us to stand in our faith and not to just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word through our action as we stand for Christ wherever we are in the marketplace. And I said, you know, I'll address that on Saturday. I never asked for anything to be sowed in. And it wasn't until I think our wealthpreneur herself opened up and shared what God had laid on her heart last year when we were preparing for the fourth annual Faithpreneur Weekend. And that opportunity still exists for you to sow in to this. And it's more than just a call. This is a movement of what God is doing with faith-based entrepreneurs and really what he has downloaded and given as the training and development to grow us on the journey of being cash flow positive, of being good representatives of him here on earth. It is he that gives us the power to get wealth, and being able to talk about what that capacity and currency allows us to do. As I explained before, and for those of you that are new, Destiny Designers University is the only training and development platform for faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals. We don't run around telling you to quit your job because you're a faithpreneur. You might just be interested in adding multiple streams of income as you grow your business and have options when you retire. But this space has curated an opportunity for us to support our emerging faithpreneurs. Those of you with an idea, with a download, God didn't make any mistakes when he gave it to you, but you need to lay a strong and solid foundation, a business plan that will allow you to be able to multiply your gifts and talents. Our established faithpreneurs who have gone out, taken the plunge, started and organized a profitable enterprise and looking to scale and grow and figure out what's next, and our empowered faithpreneurs who are those who seed the kingdom business that we do, like Carmen Wealth as a sponsor and Josie, who's always sowing in just as a member of community. Every single person has a part to play in how we grow the work that God has given us to do in the marketplace. And as we do this work and as we stay in focus, with being in alignment with God's word. This is not any get rich quick scheme. This is not, oh, here's a good hack on how you can get around what God has you to do. No, there is a process and it's a journey. And the more you lean into God, the more that your heart is fixed on him and not all the noise of the world, he will reveal himself to you and the plan that he has and the support mechanisms that he puts in your place with the individuals who are assigned to your growth and development are in alignment with his plan for you. So I just want you to be encouraged wherever you are on the trajectory, that your thank you to me, your contribution to community is always available. If it's a financial contribution to be able to sow into sponsoring someone to come to Faithpreneur Weekend, to get the training, to be in person and have those results. We have the magazine, which is now allowing a global reach to amplify the voice and the opportunities of what we offer. We have a major announcement that'll be coming out this month about what we're doing for the 5th annual Faithpreneur Weekend and some other opportunities, but it's all a chance for whatever's on your heart to do and to share. It's not the amount, it's the intent of honoring and pouring into where you get fed. When we pay our tithes in church, it is our acknowledgement that we're putting God first. We're taking those first fruits to say thank you. And it's not when we have abundance and we want to make a public showing. It's about when we make that sacrifice and our faith is activated and in alignment with the prophetic word that God may have placed inside of you. And you see that manifest. Oh my goodness. There's nothing that will strengthen your faith more. So I just want to thank my dear Patricia, who might be listening, who asked the question. She's not the first that asked. There's always a way to give if you choose to. And there's talent that you could also provide and share in community. So I just wanted to share that because it really touched my heart. And I was talking with one of my armor bearers about it. And she was like, there's so many who are pouring in. And that's exactly what the sponsors do when they see the vision and they underwrite what it costs, because there's a cost for everything. And they're tithing, they're putting in, they're pouring in. So just as you're developing and growing your enterprise, there'll be someone to see and to want to assist and help you grow and do what you're doing. I thank you for those who are doing the same, and especially those who have partnered in kingdom work in the marketplace as Faithpreneurs. So I just want to praise God for all of you who have done it already, those who are deciding to do it. The door is always open and available, and the giving options are for those who are in Clubhouse. You can click on my profile, but for those of you who specifically want to be a blessing for Faithpreneur Weekend, you can just go to the Sower Circle and be able to make your contribution there. So I just wanted to make that announcement. And then today is a birthday for our dear brother, the Jason Hodge. So we're going to throw some horns up for the Jason Hodge. He's probably sleeping in. I'm not sure if he will be able to be live, because we do want him to enjoy some rest on his birthday, as he is always serving and assisting here in the community. So we thank God for that. And we give God glory for the blessing that he is to all of us. This is also a month of graduation. So congratulations to everyone who has graduated, whether it be from kindergarten all the way up into post-baccalaureate studies. We congratulate you on staying the course and achieving your next level of education. So continued success on wherever you are in your process on the educational spectrum. And it's just so cute to see the little kindergartners and the young people transitioning from high school to college. It all just warms my heart. And with COVID, we know things have been difficult over the past couple of years celebrating these moments. So congratulations to all of the parents who are also praising God that you made it through another milestone. And to everyone having a birthday like Jason in this month, happy birthday to you. We were able to celebrate my aunt last week after the prayer call, and she turned 82. And it was just a blessing to be with family and my grandmother's youngest brother, who's 91, and his wife, 89. I said, dear Jesus, some of these genes rubbing off on me, Lord. Oh, my Lord. And they're still driving, active, in their right mind. What a blessing. If you follow me on social media, I did a live with them while we were celebrating. And capturing those moments are so important because we don't know how many moments we have left. And it's not just age. Young people are transitioning as well as middle-aged and older. So I just truly thank God for the moments I get to celebrate with family. We just lost a family member 2 weeks prior, so it made it even more special. And I just want all of you to continue to move forward, sharing light and love in this world. There's a lot of cray-cray going on. I don't even catch the headlines too much anymore because it's just too much to consume. Not saying that you shouldn't be aware of what's happening, because we need to do that in order to know how we can serve and solve problems in the marketplace and be compensated for it. But don't get caught up in absorbing too much of that negative and toxic energy. It can weigh you down and take you off focus on what it is that God has for your life. And lastly, I know you're like, wait, Dr. Stacey, you going in this morning? We haven't opened up our normal fellowship because I want to get it all in before I have to jump back into conference that I have this morning. I've been so blessed listening to Apostle Eckhart over the last year. I found out about him somewhere around Faithpreneur Weekend planning last year. And he was just such a blessing. You've heard me share on this call some excerpts from some of his books, you know, Prayers That Rout Demons. You can even get the YouTube and listen to it online. And as I follow him, my spirit just always leaps. And this past, I guess now going on 2 weeks since the Kentucky Derby, he's been preaching and teaching on the rich strike. So I don't really watch the Kentucky Derby, quite honestly. I just like to see the fashion that comes out of it when I catch it. And I said, one day I'll go with my little fancy hat with some bling on it to the Derby. But he apparently every now and then will look at a race. He doesn't bet on a race or anything like that, but he just enjoys horses. And he was watching the Kentucky Derby, and there was a huge upset. And some of you might have caught it, but if you're like me, you're like, I didn't even know what day the Derby was. But he started preaching on Rich Strike, which was the name of a particular horse. So in the Derby, people bet. You know, I'm not a person that gambles or bets, so I don't know how the whole process works, but the general synopsis is they bet on a winning horse, and there's millions of dollars that are included in this whole who's going to win the race. So this horse was not even supposed to be in the race. The owner of the horse had just had his whole barn apparently burned down. So he lost clearly a whole lot of money, and whatever resources he had, which looked like $30,000, he invested in getting this other horse to try to build back again. You know, how many of us can relate to feeling like we wiped out? We're like, well, this is my last chance, my last opportunity. I'm just going to put it all in and see. I don't know if he's a man of faith. I don't know that much about his story, but I do know that this horse was the only thing he had left. He came to the Kentucky Derby, and the horse was not supposed to race, but another horse nipped somebody or something happened to disqualify him. And that disqualification allowed for Rich Strike to enter the race. But he entered the race with less than 30 seconds before the deadline of qualifying and entered the race. Nobody even knew the horse's name. Oh, my Lord. Every time I talk about this thing, I've shared it out. You can go on TikTok and just do a search for Rich Strike Kentucky Derby, and you can watch the clip of the race for yourself or even Google it on YouTube, because it's still blowing everyone's mind. The race began. The announcer is talking about the two favorite and, you know, the names, and they're tracking these two that they think are going to win the race, and the excitement is building. And when you see the clip on TikTok, this horse is in the back, all the way in the back, and starts moving up, moving up, moving up until Rich Strike passed every single horse and won the Kentucky Derby, a long shot, 80-1 long shot. I was like, wait, what? It was incredible seeing when you look, because they have the little laser showing you the movement of the horses. And the announcer couldn't control himself. He was like, Rich Strike. Like, you could hear in his voice, like, where did this horse come from? We didn't even know this horse's name. An 80-1 long shot. And Apostle Eckhart went in on teaching and just sharing what was on his heart about what God is doing in this season and the rapid release of things that have been held up, the ability to strike it rich. Everybody in the room was changing their name to Strike It Rich Sandy, Strike It Rich Francina, because it was about seeing how God can take the last and make them first, how things that have looked like they have been held up or blocked can be set free in a moment. It's a 2-minute race. In 2 minutes, that one man who lost everything gained millions of dollars because of this horse winning the race. The jockey who people didn't know, now being interviewed everywhere. And Apostle Eckhart went into a whole week's worth in his porch series and his daily decrees, just talking about the power in that. And I said, I have to share this with the Faithpreneur family. You know, in Job, when we read about how God teaches us to declare a thing and it shall be manifested, like declarations and decrees in alignment with God's word can free you and allow you to just see the full manifestation of God in your life. And for those who have felt like, Lord, I've been on this Faithpreneur journey for a minute. You know, I don't know. Is this working? Is this where I should be? It's not happening the way I think it should happen. Stop looking around. Be like the horses that have the blinders on. They're just focused on the goal. And he will come through over and over and over again. Who counted you out? Who didn't know your name? Who thought it was too late for you? And this time, just continue to trust in him. Look to God for your help. It is from heaven, from his divine ordaining of your steps that you get the strength to do what he has called you to do. And it can happen in a twink of an eye. So as Apostle Eckhart has been sharing, hold on, take that word for you, that rapid release, that immediately, that timing, the cadence of where we are in our walk. It's not going to be for everyone, because if you haven't been doing your due diligence in building your relationship with God and leaning in so that you can hear his voice, you might still be at a different development stage. But for those who know that you've been praying and decreeing, those who know that you've been standing in his word, those who know you've heard a prophetic word that has been spoken over your life and it is now coming to pass, hold on to that. Don't be discouraged. As I grab my own out of that entire word that he was given, and I just want to encourage you that God doesn't make a mistake. He is intentional on what he does. He is the vine. We are the branches. If we abide in him, he will bring forth that fruit. There is nothing that God cannot do. So continue to be encouraged. Go look at Rich Strike. I promise you it will bless your spirit when you think and sit and know that, you know, Job 22:28, decree a thing and it shall be established. So I decree blessings. I decree healing. I decree financial increase. I decree release from limited thinking, negative people. I decree joy. I decree healing. I decree God's love abundantly abiding in each and every one of us as we move forward. And I decree that victory and holding on, that even from a long shot, from a no name, from no one seeing you coming, that you will stand in the glory of God's righteousness in your life and be a witness in the kingdom. So we're going to open up with our normal way of greeting this morning, but I just wanted to share that in my opening this morning so that you could be encouraged, because I tell you that Rich Strike, that got me this whole week, and I've just been taking my own notes and just truly thanking God for what he is doing and holding on. Remember, family, it's not what it looks like. Don't get caught up in what it looks like. Stay grounded in what God said and trust that he's not a man that he would lie. What he said, he will do. So with that, let me open up on the conference line. And if you are available, press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Okay, that line is stuck. I see someone trying to get through, but we're not hearing. So I'm going to jump to the next person.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Hey, my brother. Good morning. Go ahead. Tell everybody where you're calling from and what you are grateful for.
Okay, after hearing what you said, I got a couple of things on my mind. I'm going to make this kind of make this a little shorter, as short as possible. Good morning. This is Aaron Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, my family, my friends, colleagues, associates, my extended family, good health and strength, roof over my head, covered things in the kitchen. So we got to be longer for a red tongue. Things I was going to say. Okay, so the theme for this week about, from Bible study was, what are you looking at? And it kind of in line with what you were just saying. Let me give me a second. I'm going to get myself. So, you said this, and I say this to other people too, you got to trust, acknowledge what you see, but see, you got to trust what you know. Like what we see is a whole lot of drama and just all kinds of stuff that's going on. But again, you got to trust what you see.
Mm-hmm. And, trust what you know. You got it backwards. It's acknowledge what you see and trust what you know. Quote me right now, my brother. Quote me right.
Oh, trust me, that ain't the plan. I'm so sorry.
No worries, no worries. Go on and continue telling us what you're grateful
for. That's what I meant. And see my, I'm trying to explain this, but my brother Kareem always says, about things. You can't be a thing unless you see a thing. So you got to know what you're looking at. And I had my scripture and everything already together, but I'm having a little situation with my internet. I'm going to leave that alone. But I do have the scripture in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18. So basically, we see all these things, but what the real thing we need to look at is God. That's what we need to keep our focus on. And I do have a quote. I look at it. George Washington Carver said that without vision, there is no hope. So you got to look at not the long term. So we look at what we see in now, but the things that will be those things are temporal, whereas the God things are eternal. So we just got to keep our eye on the big picture, not all this other stuff. Not just you can't acknowledge it, but you got to just, keep the eye on the big picture, which is about, eternal Father in heaven.
Amen.
So with all that, pull all together, bring it to the bank, and deposit the cash to transfer whatever you need to do with it. And I think I'm going to keep it moving because I got something I need to do. Love you, sis.
Thank you, Darren. Love you too.
It's always something. I'm sorry. It's always something. I want to say, give my condolences to you and the people who've experienced a really almost. I have happy birthday to all the. Nick, I got a bunch of people. I have a colleague on Tuesday, a cousin on Wednesday, another cousin on Thursday. My uncle ended this month, which he'll be 88 in this month. So. I will say happy birthday to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you. And absolutely, you know, when God gave me that word in the middle of the pandemic about acknowledging what you see, but trust what you know, it was a reminder for all of us not to get overwhelmed, because he knew the wave that was coming over the world, right? Everybody was like, wait, what? What is this? Nobody in our lived lifetime has ever gone through what we just experienced and still experiencing in so many ways. Right. So as we stay rooted and grounded in the word, that's what strengthens us, because it's not our strength. You know, we're not able to carry on and hold on and navigate these waters by ourselves. It has to be God that strengthens us. And, you know, just as he says in Psalms 25, right? You know, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. And on thee do I wait all day. Like when we hold on and just lean in, we don't have to get ourselves all mixed up and confused and conflummoxed, because God is in control. He's leading and guiding, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He doesn't need our help, and it might not make sense. And some things we won't understand until we in the by and by, but God is still sovereign, and we just glorify him and thank him. So thank you, my brother, for always being here and participating in the family. And I'm going to see who else is here on the line that's ready to go before we jump into Clubhouse and hear from those who are ready to share. Our moderators, as we said, we have Dr. Smile, Clubhouse Auntie Roz, and we also have our Carmen Wealthpreneur here today. She, too, has had a loss in her family, so we are covering her, and she might be here just participating in the background and taking care of family business, as you know, a grandmother is a special person, as you all know. And so just keep her covered and continue to lift up our birthday guy, the Jason Hodge. Send him a message for those of you that are connected on social media. I'm sure that'll make his day. So let me see who else is ready. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from. Uh-oh. Everyone, adjust your volume. Adjust your volume.
Ain't nothing changed.
Oh, well, go on and tell them who you are, where you calling from, my brother.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy and C. Grant in the building. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the best vaporpreneur call on the planet.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, good morning, Booker. I can't.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy. You know, I got to do it, Doc. I just got to do it, Doc. And I'm gonna just tell you, just that intro, Dr. Stace, you definitely have my condolences. This is Booker Williams, Fort Worth, Texas. Out here, we in the oven. It's already about 100 degrees out here. But Dr. Stace, it's hot out here today, but I'm gonna still get out here. But I just wanted to say, you know, you got my condolences, and Dr. Stacy, I'm gonna tell you that clip. I watched it, and I'm going to share that with people, because that was like, that really has been my story and so many people's story, because I tell people, if they count you out, they don't know how to count.
Oh, my Lord. That's a good one, Booker. They don't know how to count.
Dr. Says, I'll just share with y'all. And as I was watching that clip, I remember when I was 12 years old. We was all sitting around my mom's house, and my auntie was over there, right? And we was talking, and she said, Booker T, you gonna grow up and you ain't gonna be nothing. And about 2 seconds later, she got a slap across her face by my mom, and my mom said, don't you ever talk to my son like that. Don't you ever put those words on him. See, my mom, she protected us from all that, Dr. Stacy, because a lot of people don't realize those words, even today, Dr. Stacy, I'll be 50 years old, I still remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Words are so powerful, so we have to encourage our kids. Because even, I'll just give you another example. Even yesterday, one of my business partners,
it's a contest going out, and he said he didn't know how to do a live video, and he was scared. I said, let me tell you one thing. People are going to say stuff in a way. I said, look at some of my videos, and then I showed him one Dr. Stacey I made about, it was about 15 years ago. I didn't even know how to hold a camera up. I had to drive to Dallas to a friend of mine to show me how to do it. But I said, you know what? I'm going to learn it. And I just wasn't scared. I've always had it in my mind. I said, you know what? God didn't give me the spirit of fear. So what am I scared of?
Amen to that.
You know, I mean, because a lot of times we want to get into stuff and we sitting around those 6 inches in our head stops a lot of our progress. God say, I'm going to be with you. What y'all doing? I'm like Barnabas. I'm the encourager. Y'all get out there and do it. And I was up there yesterday. You know, I had to get some, I had to go and get my air conditioning checked out because, you know, it is hot out here. So they put the Freon. So I was talking to people and going around talking to a few of the businesses. And I shared that with one of my business partner. And he said, you know what he asked me, Dr. Stacey?
What?
He said, Booker, how do you go in a business and ask them to be your customer? I go up and I say, hey, my name is Booker. Can you be my customer? I said, because I'm not scared. They're either going to say yes or no. If they say no, I just move on to the next one. But a lot of times people are afraid even to invite people to service. Now, hey, I ain't going to step on no toes this morning, but some of y'all just too scared. God can't work with no scared folks. He needs some warriors on this battlefield. Amen. We got the man and woman up on this call, on the field, you know. People are dying every day. We just got to get out here, Dr. Satan. That's really it.
Amen. Amen. Look, we can't, what my pastor used to say, you can't cut the devil with a butter knife. You got to bring out the whole sword of salvation and knock that sucker down. We standing on victory in Jesus' name. He gave us all the weapons that we need to use to just totally get him out of our view. Just not even, don't even acknowledge him. God is directing and covering us. So we don't walk in fear. We stand in faith. And we know we have the victory. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They couldn't understand how they weren't burnt up in fire. They were like, where the fourth one come from? That's how Jesus do you, honey. That's how he do you. He right there. And just like the long shot, I wish I can get my hands on interviewing that man, Booker, because I need to know if he a man of faith or not. Because if he didn't have faith before the race, he probably got some now.
Ooh, that clip, I'm telling everybody, y'all watch that called Dr. Stacey, that's in chills. I was like, whoa.
I'm telling you, when I sent it to my husband, he was like, wait, what? You know, I was just texting it around. I'm like, this right here is just, it's a game changer. When you look at it, it's a reminder, but it happens so quickly. And that's the dispensation we're under now. Like God is moving quickly, rapidly. That's the word that's been flowing through so many men and women of God who've been ministering, who've been sharing prophetic words, who've been in Bible study and the scripture that God is bringing and the declarations that are coming forth. It is just incredible to hear what is happening. Like when you immediately act on what God said, there's a blessing that comes from that immediate obedience. Ooh, Booker, you about to start getting me stirred up again. I told you I got
I'm
to go
hit
back
the cash
in the
out. Hit the cash out. You know, Doc. You know, Doc, when I was just sharing with them too, they was like, well, Booker, what if something happened to you? I said, well, God, he know me. If something happened to him, I was like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready. I'll see y'all later.
But it's this the joy. And, you know, I appreciate you, Booker, you know, Darren coming on, everybody in community that shares their voices, that shares what they're going through. That's the power in this space on this Saturday Faith Penor VIP prayer call, the longevity and the sustainability of God's work he will provide. This wasn't about me for 13 years. This was my obedience in opening up space because I didn't know no better, Booker, not to be obedient. I'm like, well, we're going to pray. We're going to keep praying because prayer works. And it just continued to grow and evolve. And everyone who has been with me for years has watched the journey, has watched the evolution of launching books, of starting the conference, of creating the magazine. Everything I share and teach, I live. This is the life and the journey of a faithpreneur. And when we do it together in community, when we share our testimonies, we are reminded of the power of who God is and that he is not a respecter of person. You honor God, he will honor you. If you do what he says, he will bless. He didn't give you all your ideas and your downloads and your witty ideas for you to hide it under a bushel. He did this and gave it to you for you to use it and multiply. So if we're just sitting sheepishly, like you said, and scared to step out and do and scared, well, where they do that at? That's the enemy's trick have you fearful of the promise. I rebuke that into the pits of hell and march forward in victory and knowing that each step you take brings you closer to God's promise over your life through the manifestation of what he has for you. There's a cause for everything. A lot of people want to see the glory, but they don't know the story. All right, Booker, you know, you look, you get me stirred up. That's on, finish.
Hey, I got to share this, the last one, then I'm going to get out of here because I know somebody, they fired up now, they ready to go. But Dr. Stacy, I always tell people, if you always got a burning desire to do something and don't do it, that burning desire is not going to go away. And you're going to be miserable when you see other people doing stuff that you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
God made me like this. He knew me. I can't hide. So I have to just do it, Dr. Stacy. But I just wanted to share that with everybody. If you got something you want to do, look, just get out here and do it because people are going to talk about you anyway. Yeah. Get something to talk about. And I'm going to yell my mic, Doc.
That's the truth anyhow. Well, I thank you, Booker, and God bless you. We just pray strength and covering. I got to get myself organized so when I can meet up with the faithpreneurs in Texas when I'm down there in Denton. So looking forward to making that happen. But God bless you in the ministry work that you are doing and the lives that you continue to bless by your example. So be encouraged, my brother, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, definitely, Doug. Can't wait to see you in Denton. That's right up the road.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. All right, let me check and see if there's anybody else on the call who wants to unmute before we jump to Clubhouse. Okay.
I have to say this down real quick. I'm sorry. Give us that clip again, which you were talking about earlier.
If you go on TikTok or YouTube at this point, I think you can go anywhere and just put in Rich Strike Kentucky Derby.
Rich Wright.
Rich Strike. Rich, Strike.
Oh, Strike. Okay. Rich Strike. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Yep. You'll be able to see clips on TikTok. You know, it's the small clips. I think they have some stuff on YouTube if you want to see the race. But Rich Strike, man, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can't do TikTok. I can't be bothering you. I can't do TikTok. We talk about that later. But yeah. Thank you. Love
you. You're welcome. All right. Anybody else on the conference line before we jump in? Conference line, y'all been like, okay, I'm just going to sit in the cut and listen and hear what's happening with the voices on Clubhouse. I love it. But I thank you for always being here. We have been going through a little bit of challenge with our company that has been handling our text reminders for years. Some people are getting them. Some people aren't. So just pray our strength that all of that gets ironed out. But as God gives me strength, we will always be here. On the conference line, and as we open it up to Clubhouse and other simulcasts, we just thank God for the additional blessing of those in community. So I'm going to jump on over to Dr. Smile, Clubhouse, Auntie Roz. Are you ready to greet the family this morning and tell them what you are grateful for?
Good morning. I'm grateful for home warranties. Our hot water heater has gone out.
Oh, no.
So, you know, you have to go into a state of gratitude, but I want to do a little housekeeping because I don't know if Jason partied too hard to ring in his birthday, but welcome to the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Look at the mansion up above. If you are not a member, come join this well-thought-out club. Click on it and follow Dr. Stacy. Go view her profile And we have the link that's available for you for the Stacypreneur Weekend, which she's always going to keep us abreast of all of that information. So know that you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. My name is Roz Knighton Warfield, Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz, in and out of these here streets. And I so love the Lord. And I just want to share something. I had taken one of the assessments. I think some of you know about the personality assessments. There's many. There's faith-based assessments. There's just regular business assessments. And one that I had done, it changes me between evangelist and pastor. But the first time I was in the season of how I was answering, and it said, pastor, it threw me off. But yet, as I got to thinking about it and I was talking to the Lord and we were communicating, when is the area of you being a pastor, your leadership, people are watching you, people are listening to what you say. And I thought it was real interesting, you know, your heart of caring, generosity and hospitality, being able to serve, being able to listen. So when I was thinking about the fivefold ministry, all of those areas, fivefold ministry, we really operate in each and every one of those some kind of way, and we just really don't know it. But the more that we dive into God's word and we're learning of ourselves and understanding the vertical alignment with the Father and trusting Him for our horizontal task and agenda, life is so much grander that we don't insert ourselves into activities that do not have our name. And I mean, as serious as saying Jesus called out Lazarus, our assignments are named for us. So be intentional as we're already in the fifth month, which is the second quarter, right, Dr. Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
About the end of second quarter, that you still have 6 months, 7 months of still being able to behave and do well. I like to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, and that keeps me intact. Of course, love being one bookend and self-control being another bookend, and then all of those other attributes in between. So can't wait to see you in Texas. That means you're going to be in Texas twice. Are you doing Denton close to when it's time for PNC? I got to make sure I catch up. Y'all got my hard copy of the first issue of the Stacypreneur magazine, and it is awesome. Can't wait to see the second issue. But God is good and He is faithful. And for those who may have still be experiencing loss, always think about this is a good support group. If you don't have a support group, is to go to griefshare.org, because of the transition of the pandemic. The pandemic has brought about a lot of opportunities, new opportunities. We can say we were in a season of challenge, but how do we change our mindset and find opportunities? So Grief Share is not just for loss. They now have a virtual group that may help because you lost a child, or you've lost work, or you're going through a divorce. So they have expanded their services in so many different ways. And when you look at things that are challenging in the different seasons, probably every 10 years when we think about, there's been something major and horrific to not only happen in the U.S., but also abroad. And that brings out more creators becoming millionaires. Y'all go pay attention. Go look up the research if you don't think I'm telling the truth. So I will yield the mic, Doc. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Give my brother, Brother Drew, and the boys, give them some dap. That means divine appointed person. So give them some dap. And y'all remember to rest. Rest is a verb. It is an action. Respect energy, submitting tenaciously. God wants us to do all that we can do, but He still wants us to be able to rest, to sharpen our axe, and to be able to hear His voice in a dove-sensitive way so that we can know that when we shift from our vertical alignment, that's like being fueled up, like we think like the Teslas that go plug up and get the energy. We are plugged up into our Father, and then He will take His providential hand, turn the dial, and take us horizontal. So you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. One of my favorite God's name is Jehovah Kaiel. For worship, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, favor, and an army rising up. And Monday through Friday is Trucking God's Way. Trucking God's Way at 6:30 Central. So, Doc, you have to come over. Go look at your schedule so you can come over and be my guest speaker on May 27th, my birthday, and talk about the Faithpreneur relationship that we have and what we've done through the year. So go look at your schedule. Go put that down now so you go to sleep on Thursday night and wake up early on, on Friday morning. So hip, hip, hooray to the May babies, the month of grace. I love you. I yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
Oh, Lord. Love you too, Roz. Thank you so much. And yes, it's your birthday month too. And thank you for reminding everyone of where they can go to get the updates on Faithpreneur Weekend, faithpreneur.com. And the media page has the information about the magazine. We have, I think we're about sold out of the first issue. The second one is coming out soon. So you'll be able to see that and just all of what God is doing. I continue to be in awe. And let me tell you, the journey of a faithpreneur is not an easy journey. I don't want anyone to think that it's easy to stay the course. The world has a lot of distractions. The enemy will try to attack your mindset and your ability to stay focused because he's a hater. Remember, 24/7, he's roaming to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. But he is a lie and the truth is not in him. So what you're able to do is get strengthened through your daily bread. What's the daily bread? The word of God, bringing it back to him, being strengthened by the prophetic word that reminds you of God's promise over your life. What can you use the songs of Zion that bring joy to your spirit as you're moving around and you turn on the song and you start praising. So he has given us everything that we need to fight against when it's not easy, when it seems like everything is up against you or been held back or interrupted. You got to fight the spiritual battle. This is not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What you see around and things that are happening, that's a joke compared to what's happening in the spiritual realm. Remember, we are spirit beings having a human experience, and the only way that we can fight is to go higher. The only way that we can get stronger is to stay committed in God's word. Just like I shared a couple of weeks ago when I was flying and the pilot said, there was some turbulence and he needed to go up a little higher so he could be above the turbulence and we could have a smooth ride. You get above the turbulence in your life, above the interruptions and the distractions, above the naysayers, above those who don't know your name. And then there's a long shot opportunity. Within 2 minutes, everything changes. Because the work has already been laid out. God has already been working his plan and he's going to get the glory. So he'll use anything, anyone, any situation that will allow his plan to manifest when we yield and say yes to Christ. So I don't know who needs to hear that, but I just need to share that with you. Yes, Roz.
That's good. I wanted to say happy anniversary to Brother David, because I see his balloon down there. So make sure y'all say happy anniversary to Brother David. Remember to back channel Jason Hodge for his birthday. And if anyone has any prayers, but you're too shy to come up on the stage, identify your prayer request to any one of the leaders. Or if you don't mind, share your prayer request so that the Faithpreneur peers can pray for your request in the chat. And I did want to say about Rich Strike, y'all got to look at the aerial view. Doc, I used to go to the Kentucky Derby all the time when I was in college, when I was in Georgia, and we would drive to Kentucky and do that. And that is an event, Doc. There might have to be a Faithpreneur weekend in Kentucky and hang out at the Derby, like for the pre-work, you know, on Faithpreneur on tour, because that is fun. That'll be a grand sight for all the hats, because it is a festivity of fashion. But it makes me think, what is your covering? When you think about your armor, what is the covering over your head? So I yield the mic. I love you, my sister. I am going to be in and out of the room today because we need to take care of some things. And so if I disappear, I'll try and come back. If not, y'all have a God amazing weekend. I love you.
Love you too, sis. Absolutely. And what Roz is referring to those who are on the conference line, is on the Clubhouse simulcast. There's some things that we see that will let you know when someone is new to the community or they're having an anniversary. So King David, who's been a part of our community for years, also had a birthday this month. And this is his anniversary of being on Clubhouse. So, you know, these apps, anything that we utilize, we have to make a decision on how we use it. And it can be good. Like, there's all sorts of things that are apparently here on the app, but I've only been surrounding myself with great dialogue, conversation, men and women of God who are contributing to the marketplace, who are encouraging others in the word. And it's a beautiful thing to be open to what God will use to connect his people together. So I was going to give our Carmen Wealthpreneur herself a little break today as she is managing family business, but she is going to share.
Dr. Stacey, I'm going to go ahead and share.
Okay. All right. Over to you.
Good morning, Dr. Stacey and family. You know, initially when I jumped on the call, it was like, just be silent today. You know, you were mourning. I'm like, okay. And then the Holy Spirit was like, what? You cannot be silent. You know, darn well, this is like the height of your week. Despite what may be going on, the distractions in your life, I look forward to just hearing the testimonies of my faithpreneurs and just being in the midst of family and friends. And Dr. Stacey, I'm so grateful for you and this platform. And, you know, I was thinking about what you said at the beginning of the call about, you know, supporting you or our faithpreneurs and, you know, just the movement. And, you know, I'm front line. You know,
yes,
if nobody will, I will. Until God says something different. And one thing that came to my mind was the scripture, I think it's Matthew. Let's see, what's that scripture? I'll know it in a second. Matthew 6:21. That's what it is. And I'm a strong believer that a person's priorities are, you know, reflected by two sets of records. Number one, your checkbook, and number two, your appointment book. In other words, where a person spends, you know, their money and their time is a proof of what they truly value. And, you know, saying something is important to me is hypocrisy. It's not backed by, you know, backed up by the way our lives are lived. And I am definitely a supporter, faithpreneur, the movement, the journey that we all are on. You, Dr. Stacey, as our leader, is important to me. So that's why I back up and support this movement. And, you know, and I'm just so grateful to God to be in position to be able to do that. So my checkbook is always going to be in support of the work that you do and the work that all of us are, you know, striving or to accomplish. So thank you, Dr. Stacey, for this. And then, yes, I would love to have, for those of you who don't know, my grandmother transitioned to Glory.
Mm-hmm.
This week. And, you know, it's bittersweet. I was telling Dr. Stacey the other day, first of all, it's such a blessing to be in a family of multiple generations of believers. Because it truly makes times like this, mm-hmm. you know, easier. You know, it's always hard to lose loved ones, but we all know grandmothers are special.
Yes.
She was my last living grandparent. So, but it's bittersweet because she was truly a soldier, a trooper in God's army. My grandfather, who pastored, who I grew up in his church, and then, of course, in my dad's church, you know, and how she just led women of God and taught and teached and you know, prayed over. It's exciting, and I'm proud to be able to have a grandmother like that. And, you know, so it's bitter that we won't see that smile and get that hug and sometimes that chastisement that we need, but it's sweet because we know where she's headed. So 97 years, y'all, and it was fine. 97 beautiful years of serving God. And it's just maybe over the last even couple months that she hadn't even been able to physically go to church. And so it was God's time to bring her home. And so I'm headed to Wisconsin home to see family and her home going. And when I say also bittersweet, you know, it's something about having that home going season where you get to see other family members that you haven't seen or talked to in years. Over this week, I've been talking to all kinds of people and my aunts and stuff. So I'm looking forward to going and being with my grandmother as we bury her. So thank you again. Keep me in your prayers. Keep my family in your prayers. But it's going to be a party, like I told you, Dr. Stacy.
Yes.
My brother's like, we going to turn it up. We are proud and we are happy. And, you know, our hearts are filled with joy knowing where our grandmother is. So I yield the mic. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that, my sister, and know that we are wrapping you in our love and prayers. You know, I know what that feels like when a grandmother transitions, especially one who is a praying grandmother and who just means so much to the fabric of the family. And, you know, I've been learning on my faithpreneur journey about how we pass mantles on to the next generation. And I know that your grandmother has imparted her wisdom, you know, to you. You are a sister among a whole bunch of brothers. And there is just something special that you are able to glean from those that you honor and serve and receive when they transition. So we're encouraged because we know we don't function the way others without God function when we are in a grieving state, when we know that the person knew God and died in the Lord. So that gives us some strength. And as you said, folks might not understand why you're like, we're going to have a party. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of life because we're not sad knowing that they are resting with our Savior. And may that joy comfort you and the entire family as you celebrate her life and as you honor it each and every day. That's how I was able to honor and continue to honor my grandmother, was find a way to celebrate what she shared, what she taught us. You know, when we were doing my aunt's celebration last weekend, my cousin, who doesn't always quite make it into the church building, amen, amen, he was able to quote scripture and the founding scripture or grounding scripture for Faithpreneur Weekend. All of you know what that is from Isaiah, understanding that he remembered how grandma would say it. He couldn't get the whole verse. He was like, but they that, I say, wait. He said, yeah, upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So I had to keep going back and forth and I was cracking up. I said, won't you do it, Jesus? He remembered the word. And that's the joy of those who die in the Lord, who have lived a life that reminds us of what it means to grow in our fellowship with Christ. It's a wonderful thing. And we're able to celebrate them. And I can use this platform to honor her every single day. That's the beauty. And as you move forward, you're honoring your grandmother with your work and what you do. And everyone that's listening that has lost a loved one, you're honoring them with the work you do each day, how you live, how you move about. You know, my kids, to remember who she was, but to see their mother live a life of faith when it's not easy, when things seem real crazy, they know I hold on to Christ and I pray that stays with them when I'm no longer here. So we don't fear death because, honey, I got me some good jewels I'm waiting to wear on my head in heaven.
Amen. And Dr. Stacy, I just wanted to say, when you talk about honoring and keeping their legacy going, we as the family have been going to start a college scholarship fund in her honor. So again, you know, we have to find some kind of way. And that was my idea, to say, you know what? She, you know, blessed so many people when she was here, while, and I blessed so many more people as she, you know, when she's gone. So I'm happy to say we're starting a college scholarship fund in my honor of my grandmother.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. And Faithpreneur family will have a chance to participate in supporting that scholarship fund as well. So thank you. And you definitely share that information with us so that we can be supportive of it. And thank you for sharing that. Just another example. There are different ways that we will find to heal through the process of grief. And as Roz shared before, Grief Share is an option and an organization to get additional support, because everyone goes through the stages differently, and giving you that latitude and that safe space to do that is important. So thank you, my love. I'm going to pay attention now to see who's in here so I can shout out everyone in the room as I am looking at both systems. Hey, Josie, always good to see you. Hey, namesake. Miss Patricia. Miss Patricia, I owe you a call. Just hang in there, girls. Been a little crazy, but I need to check on you. Pray that you are healed up and doing well. Pastor Darlene, always good to see you. Our Winnie Birch Award recipient from 2021. Ludrine, how you doing, honey? Shelly, how are you? Denise, King David, continue to celebrate both the birthday and the anniversary. Hey, Hope Ambassador, how you doing, my PLC McKinney? Skeethia, what's going on, sis? Hey, Janet. Darren, you double dipping. Mother Gwen, how you bees out here in these streets? Cheryl D, good to see you. Mitzi, thank you for stopping in. And Rhonda, and those who've come in and out the room, we appreciate you being here. Those on the conference line, can't see your names, but feel your presence. And thank you for participating and being here in the room. So I'm going to share. Let me just make sure there was nobody else on the conference line I was trying to get through. Star one. Okay, that person is still holding. So I'm going to read this passage from my devotional, which I thought was just appropriate, not only for me, but just a reminder as we are halfway almost through this month of May, the fifth month of the year, five being the year, the number of grace. So it's praying for all sorts of miraculous, rapid breakthrough and answers, releases and doors opening as we stand on the promises of God. And I'm going to read three scriptures that correlate with this devotion this morning. I'm a mighty God. Nothing is too difficult for me. I have chosen to use weak ones like you to accomplish my purposes. Your weakness is designed to open you up to my power. Therefore, do not fear your limitations or measure the day's demands against your strength. What I require of you is to stay connected to me, living in trusting dependence on my limitless resources. When you face unexpected demands, there's no need to panic. Remember that I am with you. Talk with me and listen while I talk you through each challenging situation. I am not a careless God. When I allow difficulties to come into your life, I equip you fully to handle them. Relax in my presence, trusting in my strength. Woo, that's a good one. Because so many times we are tempted to feel like we have to figure out the answer. That's the hubris in us. That's the, we think knowledge is going to get us through situation, when it's the wisdom of God that allows us to navigate the terrain of life. And when we can release our knee-jerk reaction to try to fix and control and just let go and let God, that's a lot to do. And it's not easy. There have been many a times where I found myself trying to fix it, trying to rack my brain to come up with an answer before I said, wait, what am I doing? Lord, what is it that you would have me do? How are we solving this? How are you directing me? How are you leading me? It shifts your prayer posture. It shifts your confession. It shifts your decree when you can just lean on God and ask him to direct our path. That is the purpose of being in fellowship, being in community, where we can be reminded of who God is in our lives. And we don't get caught up with thinking that we have to solve every problem. For whatever reason it's there, he said he's not careless. The difficulties that come in, he's equipped us to fully handle them. And if we relax in his presence and trust in his strength, we will get through. And the scriptures, one of them today is one of my favorites. If you've been with me for 2.2 minutes, you know one of my favorite scriptures is Luke 1:37. That got me through the first Faithpreneur weekend, honey. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You just hold that, walk with that, remind yourself of that. It might seem totally impossible impossible to do, that's when you should prepare for God to show up, because he specializes in the impossible. And there is nothing that he cannot do. And his word reminds us of that. And then when we look at Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. You know, the word of God is here as a reminder to let us know that as we are living in this fallen world, Jesus was here. He knows what's going down. That's why he gave the ultimate sacrifice. And he knows what we're up against. So we have to just remember not to try to solve it on our own, but to lean into him for guidance, for covering, for protection, for ordering our steps. And 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. What does that really mean? We're not asking for trials and tribulations. We don't want to go through the difficult moments, but we know that his strength is made perfect in our feeble, our weak moments, what we cannot do. And if we can just release it, and it's not always easy to release it. Trust me, I know, family. Sometimes you're looking at Jesus like, say what now? What we doing? You know, you standing on the water like Peter, like, okay, I'm working hard to keep my eyes stayed on you, but I feel water under my feet. I'm not going to sink. Like, what's going on? But that's the point that we are driving home each and every day as we grow in Christ. Keep our eyes focused on him. And once we look down, that's when it's a wrap. That's when you start sinking. That's when the enemy starts getting in your head, starts telling you all kinds of things and making you doubt what God promised, what he spoke over your life, and distract you from the manifestation of the promise. But we come against that, and we cancel and clear that today as we were marching forward in victory. This is a time for us to stand on God's promises. This is a time for us to wait expectantly with what God promised he would do in our lives. This is the time for us to boldly approach the throne of grace, thanking him, like bring God's word back to him. That's where the strength comes from. When we repeat his words, say, Lord, you said, and not what I said, it's you said that if we seek you and put you first, then all things shall be added. You said, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. You said that blessings, you know, that you have for us are not to bring sorrow. You said, if we look up into the hills from whence cometh our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You said, you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? See, when you bring God's word back to him, you are speaking out, opening up your mouth, confessing, touching, and agreeing in the very promise that he gave. And that's the beauty in growing on the journey. And you know that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So as faithpreneurs, we don't have to apologize for the increase in capacity and currency. We don't have to feel bad about God blessing what he said he would do. He has opened up the opportunity for us to grow in grace and to stand on his word. So be encouraged that everything he said he would do, it can be a long shot. Someone may not know your name. You might have been on this journey for a while and you're about to give up. Like, well, I just don't know. But not today. We arrest and cancel and clear any retarded demon that would stop you from moving forward with what God has for you to do. And that as you band together in community where you can be surrounded in love and support, and you can be totally vulnerable as you go through the stages of your development on this journey. Be encouraged that you're not doing life alone. Be encouraged that you have an army of prayer warriors that are lifting up prayers on your behalf. Be encouraged that we do this thing called life together, and we are able to rejoice and cover each other in expected victory. And as we move through today, my prayer will be covering each and every one who is here in person, who are catching the replay, who are downloading the podcast, that it is just a reminder for what God is doing for you in this season. Claim your own. When you hear a word, grab what's for you. Hold on to the promise and know that God is not a man that he would lie, and he clearly does not make any mistakes. So Lord, we just come to you to say thank you. We glorify you, and we just praise you for being an awesome and a mighty God. There's nothing hidden from thy sight. You know all things. You sit high and look low. You see all things and you know all things. And we just praise you for seeing past our faults, seeing past our foolish ways, seeing past the things that beset us and correcting us and loving us enough to know that we can get correction in your word, for putting people in our paths to be a blessing, to encourage us on our journey, to stay the course, and to do your will, your way. You would supply. Everything you downloaded on the inside of us wasn't accidental. And if you gave it to us, there's a reason for us to stand in faith and to move forward in the manifestation of your glory in our lives. So we just ask you to calm our spirits when we feel anxious, to remind us that when trouble and trials and tribulation come, it's an opportunity for us to pause and for us to look to you from whence cometh our help, to pause, to go into prayer, to pause, to praise you in advance, to pause, to use everything that you've given us to stay the course on our journey. So we glorify you for the victory in advance. We glorify you for the rich strike in our own lives. We thank you for the long shot opportunities that folks who didn't know our names will not see us coming, but your glory be revealed in what you promised and what you said you would do. So we praise you for all the victories that are happening in this season, as the men and women of God have been praying through the rapid release, the suddenly, the immediately, the coming together of everything that you have promised in our lives. We just rejoice and say thank you. And we ask that you continue to cover those who are in seasons of bereavement. Our dear sister Carmen, the Miller family, my dear friend, you took an angel back to rest with you. So many families that are hurting right now, the Richburg family and the Webley family and Lawrence family, so many that may not have uttered their names because the circle of life is real. We continue to see life coming in the world and celebrating the birth of new precious babies and some that are exiting at different stages and ages of life. And we just thank you for the time that they spent, that it can be one that will allow for blessing in their families' lives, and the acknowledgement of the fact that we honor those we love by how we live. So we just glorify you and we just praise you and thank you, because in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the challenges, you still show up and show out. You are God, and we just thank you. Not for all the things you can do and give us, but just for being God. And only you can give the peace that passes all understanding. So I just ask you to comfort the brokenhearted, to knit together the broken and vacant spaces that have been left because of transition, and to unite families in love, and to remind them that we honor those that we love by how we live. We pray for those who've been ill, fighting off a variety of health challenges, the different COVID variants that are still attacking the bodies of so many. We ask you to cover and heal and restore them back to good health. The numbers of how many lives have been lost to this virus are incredibly staggering, as I believe we hit a million mark. Lord, for whatever reason you have given your people rest, help us to be diligent while we are here to be able to move about safely and to use wisdom as to how we navigate what this new normal is becoming here across the globe. We pray for all of the educators and teachers and administrators, support staff, as a school year is coming to close on so many levels, as graduations are happening. We thank you for covering and keeping everyone through. And we send congratulations and blessings, Lord, to all those who have achieved a new level of educational experience and growth. So we just ask for the summer to be one that they can replenish, regroup, move to the next level of where you are calling them to be. We pray for all the birthdays. Thank you for all those who are celebrating this month, the anniversaries, all the special moments as we move into the summer and move about a little more broadly and freely, that we realize this airborne virus is still a threat and that we govern ourselves accordingly. We thank you, Lord, for the doors you're opening, for the rapid release of currency, relationship, opportunity. We thank you for every promise that you made that's being manifested in this season. We glorify you in advance for the things that we cannot see, but we're going to trust you even when we can't trace you. So we glorify you for the victory. Just as Rich Strike came out of seemingly nowhere where no one knew his name and came from the back all the way to the front, you are elevating and positioning your people to be leaders in this very dark world, to bring answers to the majority of the problems that we see. We pray for the mental health and stability of so many who are suffering from depression and thoughts of suicide, and just ask that you allow them to open up their mouths and ask for help, not to see therapy as something negative, but we ask for help not because we're weak, but because we want to remain strong. So we glorify you and we thank you for the professional help that is available, and that no one suffers in silence. There's been a surge of challenges that have been happening with domestic violence, with suicide attempts, with depression. And as faithpreneurs, help us to be beacons of light, to open up doors and opportunities for resources that are needed for people to function each and every day. We pray for families and marriages and children and relationships in family to heal, to cover, to protect. The enemy always tries to attack the wholeness of the family unit. So we just ask you to cover and be with each and every one, that we can stand on the promises of your word. And we thank you, Lord, for all of the faithpreneurs who are evolving on this journey. Our emerging faithpreneurs continuing to lay the foundation, our established faithpreneurs looking to grow and scale, and our empowered faithpreneurs who are seeding kingdom business on a higher level as sponsors and partners in the work. Thank you for everything that we are preparing for to announce for Faithpreneur Weekend, the fifth anniversary Faithpreneur Weekend conference. Ask you to cover every detail, every partner. Thank you for the global reach of the magazine and how you are positioning and setting that up. Thank you for just every piece that you have been able to put in place in real time as this community has watched the growth and the evolution of Destiny Designers University as the only training and development platform for faithpreneurs. Thank you for every faculty member, every participant, sponsor, everyone, Lord. There's too many to name. The team, the volunteers, the interns, the new staff that you are providing and making ready for the work ahead. We glorify you. I thank you for my family. Thank you for covering and keeping them. Ask you to continue to keep them under your wing and just guide and lead my children. Thank you for covering my husband, as he is our prayer covering in our home, my parents. It's just so much to thank you for, Lord. And as I get ready to go into this conference that has already begun, just put the right words in my mouth. Let your name be glorified through everything that I do, not only today, but every day. And I just glorify you for this community as we link arms and aims and lift our hearts up to you each and every day, seeking your guidance. And as you order our steps, as you endow us with your wisdom, we will never, ever, ever forget to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for every new member who has come on the call. Someone has invited them and they took the time to participate live or to listen to the replay. I ask for a special blessing over them. Let them know who you are in their life. And those who may not know you, may the witness of who we are as faithpreneurs spark something inside of them to want to get to know you for themselves and to build that personal relationship. So I thank you for all of my prayer coverings, and I thank you for this community. Bless each and every one. And anything that was not asked or said publicly, please grant unto us what is in alignment in your will privately, and we will never forget to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family, we are at the close of today's call, and I thank you for participating on the conference line, for participating in Clubhouse, for sharing this out, for letting folks know the good news of the gospel is going forth. We stand in unapologetically in our faith in the marketplace and adding value, and we know that God is just such an awesome God. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added no sorrow with it. So we're not taking any sorrow. We're not taking any defeat. We're not taking any distraction. We are marching forth in victory with a rich strike. And we're doing the thing that God has called us to do, to be a blessing in the marketplace. So as I prepare to close, last call for anyone who was on the conference line, but you didn't get a chance to share. And then Clubhouse, I didn't see anyone raise their hand. So we're going to get our praise and worship song going and close out for the day. Okay, no one on the conference line. And I am going to just check here in Clubhouse really quick. Pastor Darlene, I see you coming up. So we will let you share and then I'll get our praise and worship going.
All I want to say to you is, Dr. Stacy, I love you. I love you, Carmen, and prayers up for you. This room always blesses me every time I get an opportunity to be in this space. God is so good. He's faithful. He has been watching over all of us. And I tell you, that story that you shared this morning that Apostle John Eckhart had put out, I've been a part of that all week long. As a matter of fact, all month long, I've been watching and experiencing rapidity in our lives. And I'm telling you that those of you who are on the sidelines and are just saying, well, does it work? Does God really care about me? And I'm in the background and nobody sees me. I want you to know God sees you. He loves you and he's concerned about everything that happens to you. And that you may be in the background, but know this, he is setting you up for greatness. Stay the course. Stay focused. Stay close to the cross. Stay close to God. Have a community of people that love you, that will push you forward. And I know that God will get the glory in every situation, every circumstance. Dr. Stacy, I pray for you. I love you so much. And I'm so grateful for everything that you do. And Carmen, my prayers are with you and your family. And I know that God is keeping you, covering you, protecting you as you're walking through this process of transition. Love y'all so much. That's all I wanted to share. Just wanted to say how much I love you.
Oh, I love you. Love you. I'll do the love you equally because I see LaDreen down there. She's going to come up and holler at me, but I'm going to behave today. I love you. Love you too. And I thank you for sharing that. Girl, hasn't that word just been so good sitting on the porch? I tell you, it's been a blessing. And just like you said, we don't know God's plan. That's why our name is not Jesus. We don't know. Our name is not G-O-D. It's who we are and who we've called to be in him. And as he reveals it, it just really gets sweeter and sweeter. Like, wow, you cannot understand the magnitude of who God is if you don't build relationship with him, because it's revealed. And it's revealed in that daily walk. And I just be encouraged, family, because look, Pastor Darlene, you've been got me stirred up again. I've been going on replay and just listening. It's been encouraging my spirit as I pour out to be refilled and to just see the hand of God moving in so many people's lives. So be encouraged. I'm going to go ahead and play. I've got the victory. Ricky Dillard, that's how we're going to close out this here room. I want to thank you all for being here once again. Please keep me covered in your prayers. I'm not independent of it. I got a whole lot of situations going on. So I thank you for your love, your prayers, your support. As a community together, we're going to march forward in victory. We got the victory. I'm going to go on and continue my shout, go forward in victory. You got it. And God's got you. Be encouraged, everyone. Love you all. And there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.